It's Monday, February 16th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Advocates are urging lawmakers not to support a bill criminalizing homelessness. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is blocking the Trump administration from transferring 20 prisoners on federal death row in Indiana to a far more restrictive facility in Colorado. And managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett, gives us a rundown on the events of the week. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Advocates are urging lawmakers not to support a bill criminalizing homelessness. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the bill would make it a Class C misdemeanor for camping or sleeping in public areas.
Lawmakers behind the bill say it aims to deal with the issue of chronic homelessness and requires police to track the number of people arrested for camping outside. But Dawn Baldwin, a formerly homeless Lafayette resident, says a misdemeanor charge she received while living on the street ultimately made it harder for her to get into housing.
The criminal record prevented me from finding any housing that I wanted. I couldn't just choose where I wanted to live. I fortunately found a compassionate landlord that was able to give me a second chance.
Housing advocates say the bill is also likely to cost the state over $1 million every year to fine, ticket, and jail roughly 300 people. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. is blocking the Trump administration from transferring 20 prisoners on federal death row in Indiana to a far more restrictive facility in Colorado. The judge ruled that the move would likely violate the rights of 20 prisoners housed at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute. They're among 37 whose death sentences former President Joe Biden commuted to life without parole shortly before leaving office. The prisoners sued the administration, arguing they were being punished for Biden's decision to spare their lives. They also argued the decision was predetermined rather than the result of an individualized assessment by the Prison Bureau. Judge Timothy Kelly, a Trump appointee, agreed, ruling Wednesday that the plaintiffs have shown their redesignations to ADX Florence were predetermined. The ruling means that, for the time being, the 20 former death row prisoners currently housed at the federal prison in Terre Haute will remain there until the case concludes. The ruling has no immediate impact for 12 prisoners the government moved to ADX last year. And now, with a look at the events of the week, here is managing editor of The Local, Kara Hackett.
Thanks, Brianna. This week, you can support an Artists Against ICE fundraiser on February 21st at 7 p.m., hosted by Whole Heart Tattoo. The event features live local music and art vendors, as well as raffle prizes from local businesses. Tickets start at $10, and proceeds benefit Amani Family Services, Midwest Immigration Bond Fund, and the National Immigration Justice Center. You can also enjoy a night in New Orleans at a fundraiser for Blessings in a Backpack, hosted at the Fairfield on February 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. The event will be filled with the sounds, flavors, and intrigue of the Big Easy, as well as a game of murder mystery. That's a quick look at our top things to do this week. For a complete rundown of local news, culture, and events, become a free subscriber to The Local's weekly email news brief at thelocalfw.com. Back to you, Brianna.
More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University Fort Wayne and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage, enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. Longtime Allen County elected official Linda Bloom has died. The Fort Wayne Zoo has welcomed a new baby, a female Sumatran orangutan. And Indiana students could soon have another option besides the SAT and ACT to determine college readiness. That's Who and What for Monday, February 16th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.